Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents The Stormlight Archive, Dawnshard, by Brandon Sanderson, narrated by Danny Montooth, and performed by a full cast. Prologue. Nothing could compete with the experience of dangling from the rigging, tens of feet in the air, fresh sea air in your face, while looking across an infinite plain of shimmering blue water. The vast ocean was an open roadway, an individual invitation to explore. People feared the sea, but Yalb had never understood that. The sea was so open, so welcoming. Pay her a little respect, and she would carry you anywhere you wished to go. She'd even feed you along the way and lull you to sleep with her songs at night. He tasted the salt in the air, watching Windspren dance past, and grinned ear to ear. Yes, nothing could compare to these moments. But the chance to win a few spheres off the new guy, well, that did come close. Doc clung to the rigging with the tight grip of a man who didn't want to fall, rather than the loose control of one who knew he wouldn't. The fellow was competent for an Alethi. Most of them never set foot on ships except across particularly wide ponds. This guy, however, not only knew his port from his starboard, he could legitimately haul in a bowline and reef a sail without hanging himself. But he held on too tightly, and he grabbed the rail when the ship swayed. And he had fallen seasick on the third day. So while Doc was close to being a real sailor, he wasn't quite there. And since Yalb made a point of keeping an eye on new sailors these days, it fell to him to help Doc via a good pranking. If the Alethi Queen wanted more of her people trained in Thalen sailing traditions, they'd need to learn this part too. It was educational.
There!
Yalb leaned out and pointed with one hand as he swayed in the breeze.
You see it? Where?
Doc climbed higher, scanning the horizon.
Right there!
Yalb pointed again.
Big Spren, emerging from the waters, near where the sunlight reflects.
No!
It's right there, Doc. Enormous Sandra Spren. Guess you ain't...
Wait!
Doc shaded his eyes.
I see it!
Really? What does it look like?
A vast yellow spren, rising out of the water. It has big tentacles waving in the air and a bright red stripe on its back.
Toss me overboard and call me a fish. If you can see it, I guess you are a real sailor. You in the bet, then.
Of course, they'd made certain Doc could hear them whispering when they discussed these supposed sailor spren, so he knew what description to give. Yalb fished a few chips from his pocket and handed them to Doc. Easy early winnings to facilitate Doc's playing along more and more. He'd see manifestations of these sailor spren everywhere, until, after putting a huge bet on the table that he could catch one, it was revealed that there was no such thing as a sailor spren, and everyone would have a big laugh. The way Yalb saw it, if a fellow was naive enough to get pranked, then he'd lose all his spheres eventually. Why not lose them to mates? Besides, they'd keep the spheres to buy everyone, Doc included, rounds on shore leave. After all, once you got your mates drunk, that was when you became a real sailor. Plus, once they were sloshed enough, maybe they would all see a bunch of bright yellow spren with tentacles. Doc settled into the rigging.
Is it true you sank one, Yalb?
The ship sank. I merely happened to be a resident thereon.
Not what I heard. Didn't you tell people the whole storming ship vanished underneath you?
Yeah, well, I swallowed half the ocean before someone fished me out. I wasn't exactly a reliable witness at that point, was I?
And he'd find the sailor who was repeating that story, then sew his hammock shut. They knew Yalb didn't like talking about the night the Wind's Pleasure had gone down. It had been a good ship, with a better crew. Of them, only three had survived. The other two told the same terrible story, same as Yalb remembered it. Assassins in the dark, something worse than a mutiny. And then, the whole ship just gone. For months, he'd thought himself insane. But then the whole storming world had gone insane, with Voidbringers returning, a new storm blowing in, and everyone at war. So now he had Alethi on his ship, and he'd keep an eye on anyone new to be safe. Doc seemed a good sort, though, so Yalb was going to treat him right, by treating him wrong. Yalb leaned out farther, trying to recover his mood.
Now that you've seen this, Sarah Spren, you can...
Yalb frowned. What was that?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?